This is James McElhinney speaking with Philip A. Bruno in the offices of the Archives of American Art, 1285 Avenue of the Americas, New York City, January 13th, 2009. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. I'm delighted to be here.
Thank you. It's almost noon. What is your earliest recollection of any work of art, if you reach back into the past? What was the first work of art of which you were conscious or consciously moved by?
I would say one of the Flemish tapestries in my family home.
Which was where?
Well, there have been several, in Paris, in New York, and in Scarsdale. My father had founded Bruno Van, which was an international furniture company. Subsequently, I would say in terms of my career in contemporary art, it was being exposed to the collection of Morton Goldsmith in Scarsdale.
Were your parents collectors of art, or...?
Not in that sense. Collectors of the decorative arts. China, silver, jade, tapestries, and furniture.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you were, as a child, encouraged to acquire an interest or understanding of these things?
Yes, I was very privileged, as a documentary has just been done, on my exposure to art, to color, to shape.
And where did you study? Where did you go to school?
Well, I majored in the history of architecture and painting at Columbia, majoring under Maya Shapiro. Mm-hmm. And going prior to that, I was a graduate of the Scarsdale High School. And then prior to that, the Fox Meadow Grammar School.
I see. Well, it's illustrious.
With frequent trips to Paris, because we had a home there, too.
Right in the city or nearby?
It was 86 Rue de Lille. It was an apartment.
Okay. So you had, as a young person, exposure to all of the treasures of Paris, Louvre, and
absolutely.
Cluny, and the Orangerie.
And I love Paris. I still do. And I love culture. I was exposed to it. My late uncle, Dr. Bruno, acquired the American Pavilion, which was a replica of Mount Vernon, in the Paris International Art Fair in 1937. So he rebuilt it, restored it outside of Paris. And I remember being 18, going for weekends to Mount Vernon.
Well, that would have been confusing if you had been able to revive, you know, the Marquis de Lafayette, and not have to travel so far in order to see a home that he might recognize. So were you also encouraged in an interest in music and literature, or opera, other things like this?
Music less. Certain great arias have always moved me. But sitting through an entire opera has never. Theater, yes, I've always been interested in theater.
So I assume you're more interested in Puccini than Wagner.
Yes, I would say so. I've always been attracted to emotionalism.
Well, yeah.
Based on voice or on paper.
How about in painting?
Yes, of course, yes.
So
on canvas.
So when you got out of Columbia, what happened?
Well, prior to that, since you asked what key aspects have affected me, was I was given as a teenager lust for life. And I read every book on Van Gogh when I was 16 and 17.